In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of our show today. While Dr. T is away, I'm Michelle, stepping in with our Tenpenny team to offer you a unique glimpse into our world. And today you're getting a VIP pass to what usually goes on behind the scenes, a live, unfiltered peek into our private team discussions and the engaging conversations we have with our guests. And for our regulars in the live studio audience, you know the kind of spontaneous, insightful banter that's been a hallmark of shows like Critically Thinking and Morning Coffee. You can join our live studio audience every week at drtenpenny.com under the podcast section. Today, I encourage you to grab a pen and paper and turn up your audio. Prepare to be inspired. We have invited Dr. Lisa Palmer to the show, a luminary in holistic nutrition and natural healing. With her roots in Palmer College of Chiropractic West and a background in sports medicine from the University of Florida, Dr. Palmer is not just an accomplished chiropractor, but also an advanced nutrition response testing practitioner and one of the world's five elite instructors. Dr. Palmer's crowning achievement is her pioneering work in quantum nutrition testing, QNT, a technique she developed during the pandemic to help her father and others worldwide. Through QNT, she utilizes whole food supplements, herbs, homeopathy, and carbon technology to foster natural healing. As the owner of the world's largest holistic nutrition office, Dr. Palmer and her team serve over 500 patients weekly. Wow. Guiding them through their paths to natural wellness. Join us as we dive into the world of holistic health with Dr. Lisa Palmer, a true pioneer in the field. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's always amazing having a conversation with you. And, you know, Dr. Palmer and I had a conversation probably about, it feels like it was forever ago. Doesn't it? Like, we were just talking about how quickly this time is going by, that we just blink and it's, you know, already beginning of July. But we had a really interesting conversation a couple months ago, and it was supposed to be about one topic. We ended up on the call for 2 hours, I think. And we one of the things that we talked about that fascinated me was about hormones. And, you know, Dr. Palmer, last week, we actually had Dr. Tenpenny talking a little bit about that. And I thought, what a great kind of come away with that, would be to have you come on and really dive into this hormone topic. Because I think there's so many questions about it. There's still so many people that just really don't know which way to go. And a lot of the solution seems to be to give hormones, the progesterone, the testosterone, the estrogen. I want your take on that, because this is your kind of your wheelhouse. So first of all, please let everybody know what you're doing out there in Florida, where they can find you, and let's dive right in.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for joining in. Thank you, Michelle, for having me. Yes, the world of hormones is so confusing, especially for women and men now. But yes, in Palmer Natural Health in Central Florida, we have one of the largest holistic nutrition offices in the world, servicing about 400 patient visits a week, all naturally, no drugs, no medication. We don't cut pieces of the body out to go exploring. We look for the true cause of what's happening. You know, why are people having issues? And there's so many misconceptions when it comes to female health, when it comes to going through the change or even becoming a young woman. And that those misconceptions lead to a life of medications, bioidentical hormones, these substances that are not natural that cause even further imbalances in the body. And so those imbalances could look like, you know, menstruating females, it could look like premenstrual syndrome, which is a syndrome. You're not supposed to have a syndrome, although it's common. or menopausal symptoms. Menopause just means menses pots. It doesn't mean hot flashes. It doesn't mean low libido. It doesn't mean fatigue. It doesn't mean any of those things. And so you have the two sides of the equation. And unfortunately, the solution to both, especially when a woman becomes in her, well, earlier, right? So birth control is all hormones, or going through, I'm being careful how I word things, right? Going through the change is also more hormones. And those are not natural solutions to the symptoms that people can experience, whether they're just starting their journey in menstruation or ending their journey.
Yeah, it's one of those, I think, age old discussions of when people come to an age, you know, they reach a platform. Actually, the minute I arrived here, I had met with a friend, and she was telling me some of her symptoms. And one of the questions that she came up with was, you know, I wonder if this is just me kind of going through menopause. And I was like, no, stop. You need to listen to my friend, Dr. Lisa Palmer. She's going to talk about this on the show on Tuesday. And it was, we were literally talking about what you just said. And this is the preconception. And what's worse is she's explaining this to her doctors. And she says, I've seen just about everyone and no one seems to know the answers to this. So what they lead to is it's in your head. It's in your head. And she's like, this, what's happening here is not in my head. It's definitely in here. Right. And we need to just find a solution. And she said, I've gone through everything. And she said, it really is, you know, I got to about 50 and everything started to change, or maybe she started to notice because, you know, it was coming into, everything was coming out. And I loved the way that you explained to me the last time we spoke was like, as soon as you start to mess with that, as soon as you start to give these hormones, now the body does what? You know, stops producing what you're trying to make it produce, right?
Right.
So tell me a little bit about that, because you know, a lot of people are taking hormones to try to regulate these symptoms.
Yeah, I see so many women, they get into their, you know, it starts earlier with birth control, but if they didn't do the whole birth control thing, which a lot of women have, and now they have problems with fertility, then around their 40s, their 50s, somewhere in there, it's almost like an automatic prescription for bioidentical hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And the problem is, just like you said, when someone starts to take hormones synthetically, those are not natural, synthetically, their body makes less. It reminds me of a patient case. I remember speaking with this female patient. She was in her 50s and she's sitting there and she has like this, I don't even know, like stack of papers. And she's like this. And the air conditioning, of course, in Florida is like, our air conditioning works really, really well. I don't understand, if you live in an area without air conditioning, it just doesn't compute in my Florida brain. Like, how do you not have air conditioning? And so she's sitting in my treatment room and she's fanning herself. And while she's fanning herself and the air is at like 70 something, she's sweating profusely.
Oh my God, poor lady.
Yeah, she's just sweating through her clothes. She's embarrassed. She's all red. And I'm like, okay, so it looks like you've experienced hot flashes. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm dying. I'm like, yeah, I can see how uncomfortable that is. And so a lot of women think that menopause means hot flashes and means these other symptoms. All that indicates is that there's an imbalance in the body. So we look for, at my practice, Palmer Natural Health, we look for what is the cause. Is it due to a chemical exposure? You know, a lot of women love to clean with bleach. They have to bleach, you know, I don't know if you're a lot of the culture down here is like, if you don't bleach your bathroom, it's not clean. And I'm like, okay, well, I understand. However, if you're touching the bleach, you know, on a sponge with your bare hand, you're anything you touch with your hand, you're absorbing. If you can smell the bleach, you're inhaling it. And the thyroid hates any type of chlorine derivative like bleach. And that destroys the thyroid gland, which will imbalance hormones, which will cause worse PMS symptoms or worse menopausal symptoms. And so with our method of handling people naturally, we look for what the cause is. So what is the cause? Is the cause too much chemical toxic load? Is it a heavy metal that they got exposed to in various different ways? Is there some kind of pathogen in there that's also causing imbalances? There's pathogens that, like parasites, that like to consume hormones. They like to eat your dopamine and your serotonin, the feel-good chemicals. There's mold illness, you know, so breast implant illness. You can have mold in your chest cavity underneath the breast implants.
Wow.
And mold can increase estrogen along with environmental mold. You know, you had a roof leak, you had a pipe in the basement break, you had hurricane damage down here, whatever it is, that mold in the environment will also increase estrogen, which will cause an imbalance in your hormones, leading to either PMS symptoms or menopausal symptoms.
I've never thought about the mold and the breast implants. I mean, it's not something I've looked too much into because I don't have them. But I have friends who are now removing them or concerned about them. I have one friend who actually got an embolism after getting hers done, redone. She had already had them and she was having them redone. And she said, you know, after that, she was getting these clots. And I never thought about the mold.
Yeah,
How
a lot of
does
women get
mold get in
really,
there?
really sick. Well, it's a plastic. So think about if you've ever, you know, my daughter sometimes will have a snack in the car and then it leave for some reason I start to smell something and I'm like, what is that? And she left like yogurt or she left whatever and it starts to mold. So plastics in the body, you know, it's a foreign material. It's not supposed to be there. And so I had a patient who was actually a nurse at a prestigious clinic, we'll say it like that. And he goes, oh, I absolutely, know that those things get moldy. And I'm like, well, how do you know that? Because through the testing that we do, we can figure out what is the cause of the problem. You know, what is it a chemical? Is it a metal? Is it mold? What's going on? And so some of the cases I was working on, I'm like, you have a lot of symptoms of mold illness. And I would ask them environmentally, did you have a moldy house? Did you live in a moldy basement? Did you have a moldy apartment or whatever? And sometimes they said no. And so then we were doing the specific test to figure out where the mold was located in the body. And in some women, it was in the chest cavity around the breast implants. And this practitioner, who is a nurse practitioner, he said to me, he goes, absolutely, I know that there's mold. And I'm like, well, how do you know? And he goes, well, I've assisted in breast implant removal. And he's like, they took out the breast implants. And he said it was like soup because they were like falling apart. And it was like soup in
Oh
his
my
hands
God.
and in the chest cavity was mold. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's horrible. But no wonder why these women, you know, they all of a sudden get tired or they gain weight, they start to have autoimmune issues, their hair falls out, they have heavy menstrual cycles, they have infertility, their health goes south and they don't really correlate. Some of them do. Some of them like, oh my gosh, the minute I got those breast implants, everything started to go the wrong way. Some of them correlate it, some of them don't, but when they are properly removed, because you don't want to just have Joe Schmo surgeon take them out. There's a very specific way to take out breast implants properly because you don't want to spread toxicity all over the chest cavity as well. And then what we do is we detox the patient before properly, not doing random stuff properly. We help them throughout the surgical process as far as healing goes, and then we help them with a detox that is very, very necessary after they're removed.
That is scary. That's so scary. And if you imagine how many women are getting it and they're not getting this information, again, lack of informed consent, once again, right? You know, back to some of the symptoms with the hot flashes. Now you mentioned I was trying to write down as fast as you were talking. Mold just stands out to me so much because I think it's one of those things that a lot of people don't think a lot about. You know, it's not, you know, houses have mold, especially in Florida. My goodness, you know, you want to run through the house and make sure that everything is clean. Dr. Carrie Madday used to come into my car. She's like, I can smell mold in here. I'm like, look, I was just in the rain. She's like, no, I smell mold. You need to change your car. You need to get a brand new car. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's one of those things. And I'm very sensitive too. I smell things. If you open a package of something, kind of like what you were saying about the plastic, I have such a heightened sense of smell. And so I'm very sensitive to things like that. But Carrie was, you know, even more than me. I'm like, I can't believe you smelled mold in my car, and I'm here trying to find everywhere that it is. You know, tell me a little bit about the testing, because you talked about the quantum testing. And you know, is this something you do across the board for any of the patients that come through? And tell us a little bit about that. Like, what would someone expect? Because I don't think anybody here really knows what that means. Quantum testing, that sounds super cool, but let's get a little bit of an idea of what that would look like for a patient walking through your office.
Sure. Yeah. So in the intro there, I think it's an awesome intro, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
The intro was talking about that I developed quantum nutrition testing. And so running a very successful practice before the pandemic, we were seeing 600 patient visits a week, meaning just rocking and rolling, mainly Central Floridians, and using different types of muscle techniques to determine what is the cause of the problem. And then during the pandemic, when everything went crazy, I never thought hospitals would be on lockdown, and we're not going to reminisce into the craziness of it, but quantum nutrition testing came to be. The very short story is my father hit his head on the nightstand in the middle of the night, and this is when the hospitals, even in Florida, were on lockdown. They said, don't go. And if you did go, then for me, I believe that you should advocate for your family. I believe that you should have a family member with somebody who's in the hospital, in the emergency room, always. So they can advocate for what your wishes are. They can help explain things to doctors and nurses and just make sure that that person's getting good care. And so my father hit his head on the nightstand. My background's all sports medicine, college ice hockey. Go Panthers, by the way. We just
Oh,
kicked
wasn't that
Canadian
awesome?
booty for the Stanley Cup
No, I'm a
for
little
ice
bit sad about the
hockey.
Canadian side, but I
Yeah.
kind of feel a little Floridian. I'm in between.
Yeah, but then again, there's a lot of Canadians on the Florida team anyway, so it's so there's that. But I worked, college ice hockey, professional men's soccer, professional women's soccer, rugby, some football, college football. So those are some high concussion level sports, and so I felt like through my years of sidelines, I was very, very good in assessing concussions. When my father hit his head on the nightstand, my mother's like, hey, can you come over and assess him? And I did. And he checked out perfectly. No signs of concussion. His memory was good. Everything was fine. But 2 days later, the left side of his face started to droop. His left arm stopped functioning and his left leg stopped functioning. He couldn't walk. And so I looked at my mother. I'm like, look, the hospitals are in lockdown. And if we take him to the hospital, we won't be able to see him anymore because there was no visitation, but we need to do this. So, long story short, we took him to the hospital, and it was kind of crazy. The neurologist said after doing a CT scan, it was actually a neurosurgeon. He didn't know I was a doctor of a chiropractic and holistic nutritionist. He didn't know my husband was a chiropractor. My mother's an RN. My sister's a naturopathic physician. He didn't know who was in the room with him. He just thought we were the family of the patient, right? And out loud, he's saying, well, I can see where there was some damage to your dad's brain. Maybe it was a stroke. Maybe it was concussion. Still, they didn't know. But to this day, they still debate on what it was. And so if you had brought him 48 hours earlier when it first occurred, I would have taken my drill, drilled a hole in the back of his skull, and drained out the blood. But it's a miracle. It's already healing, so there's nothing for me to do. And he walked out of the room. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this neurosurgeon would have drilled a hole in my dad's head if he went there right away. But maybe they should allow the body to heal. And in chiropractic and natural healthcare, we totally believe the body can heal itself. It's not the band-aid that fixes the finger, it's the body that fixes the finger, right? So, long story short, my dad was admitted in the middle of the pandemic. There was no visitation. We couldn't see him at all. It was like he was in hospital jail. And
God.
mid-stay, he started having pain. I figured out that I could test him at a distance, which we now call quantum nutrition testing. Figured out, and of course, I know my dad's case very well. I have paperwork on him. I've worked on him in the past. And so we do gather all this data on patients. And I found out through testing that he was having issues with his bladder, found out he was having issues with kidney stones. He really likes to make kidney stones. And then I was able to put supplementation into his breakfast because in the hospital, they don't feed you healthy food. They feed you pudding and
Food.
pancakes and
Food.
muffins and
Awful.
junk. And so we started putting vitamins in his healthy breakfast that my mom would bring him every morning. And he got better. And then finally, a month later, I was able to physically visit my father in the hospital. I quantum nutrition tested him, what we now called testing at a distance. Quantum nutrition tested him and then went that morning to see him in regular muscle tested, pushed on his arm, and the results were the same. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I did this in order to help my father, but in the process was able to apply that technology to people calling in from all over the world that needed help, and their doctors turned them away because they're like, okay, well, if you're not, you know, if you're not dying, we don't want to see you right now, which caused really big problems. So we were able to, and we still are able to assess people, you know, what that looks like in the office is we give you paperwork, we have you fill out the paperwork, and it's not just standard medical paperwork, like what surgeries did you have and what medications you're on and what supplements you take. It also gets into, have you had mold exposure? Have you had exposure to asbestos? Have you had any kind of exposures in your environment? What kind of, if you're mom, did you have a healthy pregnancy? Did you have, what kind of birth did you have? All those kinds of things. And then on that data, we get on the phone, you know, so if it's out of the area, we'll get on the phone. And for about 30 minutes, we're asking deep questions on your health history, on what's going on with you, on, it's not in your head. These are physical problems. What is occurring? Everything has a cause. We take that data and then we quantum test the data to figure out what is the cause of that symptom. Is every single thing has a cause. Just because your medical doctor couldn't find it doesn't mean you're crazy, doesn't mean you need to be put on antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs. It just means that they couldn't find the cause. So they're like, ah, we're not sure, maybe you're depressed. And so we take that data, we test the data, we put together a personalized program for that person. And then we hold your hand along the way and we coach you to make sure the person improves, and we have great results because we're finding the cause, we're handling the cause, and we're rebalancing the body with all natural means.
That's amazing. We have a question over here. It says, so computers analyze it? They're asking, is it a computer analysis?
No, so it's not AI. It's actually a muscle testing technique called quantum nutrition testing. And it allows us to look into what is the cause? What is it? Is it more of a mold case? Is it more of a parasite case? Is it more of a toxic case? Is it more of a imbalance in hormone case? And then based on that, then we look at what kind of supplementation could work. So most doctors are like, ah, you know, Michelle, based on what you're saying, I think it could be this. And so here, go ahead, take this thing and try it, and then come back in 6 weeks or 6 months or a year and let me know how you did. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, what was that?
So like a trial and error.
It's
like
trial and error. Yeah. And so instead we guess using frequency, we don't guess, we test using frequencies to see what is the best supplementation for Michelle. So I have these five different options. What is Michelle going to do best on? And so maybe you and I have similar things going on. You're going to get something different than perhaps that I'm going to get because we have different physiologies. And so that's why it's very, very specific to the person. It's not a general protocol. Protocols are great, but it's not a general protocol. It's specific to what that person needs. And then some people, they can't do a mold detox. You know, someone in the chat was asking, well, what do you do for mold? Well, we do a detox. But if the detox pathways are clogged, kind of like your kitchen sink, if that filter that has food particles and junk in it, if you think of the sink filter as your liver, if your liver is clogged, you can't detox. If you're not going to the bathroom regularly, then you can't detox. And so some people will try to force a detox and then they hurt, right? They feel bad. They vomit. They feel sick. They feel low energy. They have diarrhea. Those are all signs that their detox pathways are clogged. So we assess the detox pathways. Do we need to open up the detox pathways first? Yes. And then we can detox mold, or then we can detox mercury, or then we can detox aluminum, or then we can detox chlorine or glyphosate or the stuff they spray in the air.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, if someone's out there trying to do a hardcore detox, you may want to do a quantum test and see what that would look like for you, and then go on and do a lot of people are into very hardcore detoxes. I like the gentle daily detox just because we're being poisoned all the time. But this is a great idea. I'm not a great idea. It's a great concept. Cookie's actually saying she's going to look into having the quantum test. Cookie, I'm not sure if nice. If that's, is that across the US? Is this just in your office?
I know so, that you're- So we do have doctor. Clients internationally.
And you're educating physicians as well, aren't you?
And yes, and then I teach practitioners. I teach everyone from the person who wants to be in holistic healthcare all the way to doctors of chiropractic, acupuncturists, naturopaths. I had an Egyptian medical doctor in my last class, which was really fun.
Oh, wow. That's
a lot. I've been training a lot of nurses lately. And so, yeah, so, you know, we can help you as a client with your health, but then we also can train people who are interested in natural healthcare. And so you don't have to have alphabet soup behind your name. We're happy to train you. If your interest is in natural healthcare, then we'll figure out how you legally can do that in your state or country.
That's amazing. I'm going to just put it out there because we have a lot of practitioners that watch this show and some of Dr. Tenpenny's other shows. Can you just let them know where to find that education? I mean, not just practitioners. If you're someone, you know, passionate about health and you want to get education, where would they find this?
Yeah. So Cookie has the link. It's QNT Academy, Quantum Nutrition Testing, QNTacademy.com. And I would advise to start with our online training. And then we do have live 2-day hands-on seminars in Florida, and to teach you the skill set that you need in order to help clients naturally. But a great example is I have an elementary school teacher, and she's frustrated with the decline that she's seen over the years in the health of the kids. You know, more and more kids on the spectrum, more and more kids diabetic. You know, I was just at the beach the other day, and I see this round circle on this girl's arm. The girl looks around my daughter's age, around 10 years old. And so I'm at the beach trying to relax, and then I'm looking around and I'm like, oh my gosh, the girl's diabetic. You know, she's wearing a glucose monitor on her arm. Okay. And so, you know, we're seeing the decline of children's health, of adults' health. And so this elementary school teacher, she's like, I want to do something about it. And so she's studied quantum nutrition testing. We have 3 levels. And she's a great practitioner. She's an awesome practitioner. She has the willingness to help, right? So really, so someone's asking in the chat, you know, do you have to be a medical professional? No, actually the non-medical professionals are easier to train because they don't overcomplicate things.
You don't
and
have to
unschool
them.
She's at, you know, a level, there's 3 levels, level 1, level 2, level 3. She's level 3 trained. She just helped a case with Meniere's. We're not treating, curing, or diagnosing. We're definitely not doing anything medical, but rather rebalancing the body with whole food supplements, herbs, and homeopathy. And the results are amazing.
I have a question because you were talking about, you know, the kids and the glucose monitor. It breaks my heart because I have a friend of mine who years ago, she would be the first mom to say, you know, you need to give every vaccine on the market to your child and make sure that they are following those protocols, right? And after her daughter had her last shot, she became diabetic. And she was certain, she, you know, spoke to her doctors about it. She said nothing else changed. She had the shot. She, you know, almost went into a coma. She's become diabetic. And it was type 1 diabetes. And so she called me and she was asking, you know, what can I do now? What can I do to help my daughter now? And you know, it's interesting because all of a sudden now she's, you know, God puts things into our lives for us to then grow and learn and help others. And it's sad when we have to suffer for it and our children have to suffer for it. But then once we do, then we can become that vessel of information to help others and at least make something of it. So for parents who are in the situation where they kind of know where these things came from, and they want to come to you and get help, is there hope?
Yeah, there's always hope. You know, I never believe in that person will never walk again, although never do. I hate when people are told that by doctors. I always believe that there's hope. To me, the amount of damaged kids that we see is just, it's heartbreaking. And so part of my mission is to get to women earlier to have that conversation, because they're all lied to by their OBGYNs and their pediatricians, and to get to these women earlier before they make choices that are heartbreaking. And so absolutely, we help kids all the time that have suffered chemical and metal toxicity due to injections. We absolutely can help. The sooner we get the child, the better the outcome. I do have a case. I got him when he was 16, fully on the spectrum, arm flapping, cannot communicate. When I first met him, he wouldn't even let me get near him, which is common, very, very common on kids on the spectrum, on the autism spectrum disorder. And now he is, you know, a couple years later, he can speak in future. So he would only speak in current. He wouldn't, in present time, he wouldn't speak in futures. Now he can make sentences in the future. He can think about the future. Not only will he let me touch him, he jumps on my chiropractic table for an adjustment. he hugs me with the biggest bear hug because now he's 18 and he's huge. And so I think I played professional women's football, not because I played professional women's football. I think I played it so I can handle a hug from him because he's so happy to see me. But his hugs are like football tackles, you know, like they're really, really strong. And so I know how to brace myself from playing that sport. But yeah, so he hugs me. He, you know, is communicating better. He's less aggressive. He used to bite his mom. His mom has a scar in her chest. And he used to pinch very, very hard and be destructive to the point where she was very concerned that she wouldn't be able to have him in the house anymore because he's bigger, you know, 18-year-old male body, but not with the same kind of intelligence level, and not in a mean way, but just, you know, in a neurologically damaged way. And so now he, you know, his aggression is way down. He's very, very loving. She doesn't feel unsafe with him. He's not biting her anymore. He can communicate better. He can express himself better. He's in music classes. He's in dance classes. He's doing super, super well. But it breaks my heart when she tells me he completely changed after MMR, after MMR shot. And it gives me like bad goosebumps. And I never, ever, ever want parents to feel that guilt or feel that shame or feel the remorse. Like, it's just heartbreaking to hear that. And so part of my campaign with our big event in December that Dr. T is going to come speak at in Orlando, Florida, Quantum Leap into Health, is to educate practitioners on if you have a patient that has experienced chemical or metal toxicity due to something that was shot in their arm, how to detox from that, how to do it safely. But even more so, how do we get to these young women? How do we get to these young men before they're even in this pattern? How do we help protect future generations? I'm really concerned that my 10-year-old's not going to have any healthy people to grow old with or have families with. I'm like, okay, well, I see what they did to the college-age population with the COVID shot. I see what they did here. And it is, you know, we kind of laughed about having a healthy kid dating site, you know?
It's not even a joke. I tell my daughter all the time, you're only allowed to marry these people. And they have a small circle and they're the only boys you're allowed to marry. She's like,
Mommy. Like arranged marriages. Yeah.
She goes, you need to make that circle bigger. They're all, you know, friends of ours who are awake to this and aware of what's happened. And thank God, you know, even if it was a little too late, but thank God they've woken up and seen what's really happening. You know, let's backtracking just for a minute. You know, Dr. Tempany always says this: disease is usually too much of something or not enough of something. And that's kind of like exactly where you're at with this, trying to figure out what do you have too much of something, whether it's mold or parasites. And I know your husband, Jason Dean, talks a lot about parasites. He was on the show. We talked about detoxing from the parasite. Did you know that I did his, And so I did it. Cookie did it. Heather did it. We all did his parasite detox.
The full moon protocol. Father, yeah, that's
daughter
awesome.
Did it. Yeah. We did it like, you know, families that detox together, stay together. Kind of.
And that's a fun one because you can have creatures coming out of places.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we did it. My mom and myself, my mother and my daughter, we did it. And we kind of chronicled what was going on, especially me, because I wanted to dig in and see what was going on. I was calling Jason. I'm like, Jason, I'm going to send you pictures. And these are gross. These are too much information pictures, but I need to know if this is what I'm really seeing. And what really kind of, I did the detox, the parasite detox. And then I added which you and I talked about, I added the zeolite, this one and the dropper, this is the spray, but I added this one and I don't have the dropper here in front of me, but I added them both to the parasite cleanse. And wow, like that was like, it was like next generation detox, those things. Cause the parasites like to feed off metals.
Right.
So now take away one of their food sources. It's one of their food sources. I mean, you talked about parasites eating other things too. So this is one of the food sources. So you now take away their food source and you kind of can get the die off of these. And I find that sometimes that's the symptoms that people talk about, Dr. Palmer, is like, oh, I felt kind of this symptom is probably the die off of the parasites. And Jason had talked to me about that too. Like they might feel this after doing the parasite cleanse, keep going. It's die off. You want to get it out.
Right.
Anyways, I wanted to mention that because it was pretty spectacular. And by the way, I spoke to Dr. Carrie about this and she's using this to detox from mold too. So it's helping. But I like what you were saying, how, you know, do the quantum testing so you can see what else is going on. Because let's say you do have a mold from your breast implant or something else that's in the body. It's still there. It's still there. So you really should figure out, where is this coming from? So you have at least an idea. It's like when people eat junk food, I always say, look, if you're going to eat it, you're going to eat it, but at least know what you're eating. Like, just know, so that you can make better choices and you can do something about it. So yeah, I really love that you're looking at that. And I'm, you know, we have a friend of ours, Laura Churchman, who also does it's not the exact same thing as you. It's still uses some frequency. It's the bioresonance testing. I got to connect the two of you, because I think that it'll be phenomenal. Maybe, did I already connect you guys? No? Okay. I've got to connect the two of you, because I think the two of you could be really powerful together with that, because it's really honing in on exactly what you're talking about. Figure out what's going on, so you can, you know, start to eliminate the disease. You know, you mentioned something else too. Someone's mentioning a swampy Florida power outage. They had, you know, something about Florida too, that I was thinking about, is the water system. Like, I won't drink water out of the tap in Florida. I have my Berkey. I boil the water, then I Berkey it, and then I'll add my fulvic minerals to it. But that's something we got to think about too, because it's not just in the water that we drink, it's in the water that we shower with too. So you're getting, you know, I keep telling, in my messages, I keep saying, look, we're getting poisoned on every level. Your food, your soil is depleted and poisoned, your air, your water. These are just ways, guys, that we can combat what's happening. We can't control what they're doing to us. You can control what's in your house, what you use to clean with, eat, what's in your fridge, you know, what you eat. And you'd be surprised, Dr. Palmer, how many people just don't even think about what they eat. They just continue to eat pesticides and they think they can wash it off, or, you know, they continue to eat, you know, meat that's a commercial, from a commercial butcher or, you know, grocery store, that they're not taking your health into consideration. So it's important to make sure what you're putting into your body that way. But it's so expensive today. I understand how people are just like, I can't. It's so expensive. So now we have to go into let's now figure out how to detox you, how to help your body to face these environmental problems. Because even what you're putting in your body, I still consider that environmental problems if you're not watching what you're eating. And so this becomes a forever cycle, you know, forever. And that's why I like this, because it's like a daily solution. But I still think it's really important to find out what's really happening if you have severe symptoms. If you're having I can't shake this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could be overwhelming, you know, it could be overwhelming. And that's why with our clients, we help them. Like, what is the thing you have to do? Because, you know, you can put a filter on your water, actually distill my water. You know, you could put filters on your shower filter, which is great. So just pick one thing. You can eat organic, where organic still has chemicals. We got pollutants in our air. It becomes completely overwhelming for people. And no wonder why we're having health issues. And so there's chemicals in our water supply. Unfortunately, pharmaceutical drugs will get into the water supply. So like England is known for having the highest concentration of antidepressants in the water supply. And a Berkey is not going to take that out. Only way you're going to get pharmaceutical drugs out of the water supply, like estrogen or testosterone or progesterone, is through water distillation. And so we use a company, it's called My Pure Water. And we actually, Leah says, Daddy's making water. And what that means is he's distilling water. And we drink distilled water because it takes everything out. It takes everything out. And because these chemicals are hormone, they can be endocrine disruptors. And so back to the topic on female hormones, that someone in the chat was talking about, that they had a total hysterectomy. And so that's the other thing that I see in patients is, you know, a woman, she's done having kids, her periods get just really, really heavy. She's losing a lot of blood. You know, you're not supposed to have, sorry to be graphic, but if you know me, I'm kind of raw, right? Like, you get chunks in your period, right? It's not supposed to be chunky. It's not supposed to have stuff in it, right? It's just kind of supposed to be the shedding of the uterine wall, right? And so if it's chunky or heavy or anything like that, that is an abnormal period, and it's due to imbalances in hormones. And so when a female who's done having kids complains about this to her OBGYN, what happens next? What do they do?
I'm not going to use the word protocol. I'm looking for the right word. Maybe you'll find it for me. Is there a regular page of symptomology that you would look at and say, oh, that sounds like it's this? Like, is there, with your experience, do you kind of hone in on it? I'm going to say something like, you know, lack of progesterone, or too much estrogen? Would you find, I'm just throwing those out there.
Yeah.
What, do you have a certain thing that you're like, oh, I think this might fit into this?
Yeah, there's so many chemicals, different plastics, different chemicals that our water supply, our food supply, that's going to imbalance estrogen. You know, so certain foods, especially not fermented soy, will increase estrogen, right?
For sure.
Plastics will increase estrogen, and too much estrogen, you can even get those little red cherry angiomas, the little red spots on some women will get on their tummy or their legs or whatever. That's a sign of too much estrogen in the body. Really uncomfortable breasts near their cycle, where your breasts just get swollen and uncomfortable and tender, could be too much estrogen in the body. And so when I hear things like that, or I have a female patient tell me stuff like that, and along with the quantum nutrition testing, which isn't just like regular muscle testing, it's a very, very specific, efficient, effective muscle testing done in a certain technology and technique. Because some people confuse, you know, somebody pushing on their arm randomly with quantum nutrition testing. It's completely different. And so we determine where do we start first. And that's so, so important, because you could, you know, you could do a chemical detox, you could do a metal detox, you could do a mold detox, you could do a parasite detox, you could change your food, you could do all these things. And it's kind of like, I guess the Italian in me throwing, you know, paint against the wall to see what sticks, or spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. And it could be completely overwhelming. Quantum nutrition testing gives us, as the practitioner, where do you start? And where do you start where the patient can go through it comfortably without pooping themselves or having cramps or being uncomfortable? That doesn't go to say that that never happens. When you're killing parasites, it's not pretty, right? Like, you see some creatures come out and you're like, oh my gosh, that was in me.
That was living in me.
That was living in me. And most people don't handle parasites long enough, you know? Doing a protocol is great. It's a great start. But after 7 days or 10 days, they're not gone. Like, you handled some of them. It's better than not doing it at all. But they're definitely not done. You know, most our cases, it's a year. It could be 2 years. It could be longer, but it's just overwhelming, right? And so when a female has imbalances and her periods get really, really heavy, the next thing that the doctor recommends is a total hysterectomy. They take out the ovaries. They take out the uterus.
The problem,
ooh, right? Yeah. But the problem is
kind of like the drill in the head.
What was that?
It's kind of like your father with the drill in the head.
Yeah, but the problem is when you remove organs that are supposed to be there, you lose the function. And so then you start to see women where their bladders are falling down out of their vagina. They get a bladder prolapse, and then the solution for that is they staple the bladder back up into the wall, and then it falls back down again because you remove the uterus, you remove tissue from the body. Health isn't taking out pieces of the body. It's not removing gallbladders or appendixes or ovaries or uteruses. Health is 100% of the parts working 100% optimally. And that's our goal in quantum nutrition testing, is for you to keep all your parts, but we want to make sure all those parts are doing their job. They're doing it well. And when they're doing it well, your body is balanced and you don't have symptoms.
Well, let's look at the gallbladder issue for a second there. Cause my mother had hers removed years ago, probably about 8 years ago. And she was like in so much pain that she'd probably beg you to kill her at that moment. Like the amount of pain was so intense. So rushed her to the hospital. And of course, you know, it's your gallbladder, we need to remove it. And I'm all alarmed. So I'm like, wait, wait, wait. But you know, when you're the patient and you're there in that kind of extreme pain, how do you kind of go to, hold on, I need to get my quantum test done. Like, you know, how do you get to the point where you can help them if they're that extreme already?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's always better to get earlier, right? And so with what we do is there's a lot
that
of prevention.
That came on from nowhere.
It seemed like it came from nowhere, it was kind of brewing for a while.
For a while,
right? So there's actually parasites called liver flukes that live in the liver. And for whatever reason, they like tight spaces. They also like to go into the gallbladder and irritate the gallbladder, and the gallbladder gets sludgy. The liver gets toxic. The gallbladder gets sludgy. These parasites pee out ammonia, which causes other problems in the body, which sounds really gross because like the parasites don't just hang out in your body and eat your nutrients and make you miserable and lead to anxiety and depression and bloating and nausea and vomiting and all this other stuff. They also go to the bathroom in you, right? And so toxicity builds up and that gallbladder gets irritated, can get sludgy. It could form stones. and then it can go necrotic or die. So once a gallbladder has died, there's nothing we can do about it. That needs to be surgically removed because the person can get a really major infection. But if we can get to the person earlier and help cleanse the liver, but do it properly so that it doesn't build up into the gallbladder, if we can cleanse the liver, because signs of liver toxicity is sensitivity to smells, right? Like you smell everything.
I smell
It could
everything.
be if someone comes in with like a lot of perfume, you get a headache. It could be that you get a little angry. People get a little angry. They're quicker. They have a shorter fuse. So someone cuts the person off in traffic and they get all pissed off and they're like, ah,
Oh, that could
those could
also be the
be.
Portuguese in me.
It could be a Portuguese. And I changed it from you to like liver symptoms. It could be, imbalances in periods, right? Because the liver breaks down toxicity in the body from the toxins in the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water we drink, but
Right.
it also breaks down hormones. And so some women have bad periods, some women have horrible cramps, some women have hot flashes because their liver is so toxic, their liver is so clogged, they've never done anything to detoxify the liver that it can't break down hormones, and now they have too much hormone in their body and they have imbalances. And so ideally we get to people before their gallbladder is necrotic and it's dead and needs to be taken out. We get to the person before they need a total hysterectomy. We get to the person before they have stage four, right? Unfortunately, we do get those other cases too, and we do our best to help them, but it's better to handle things earlier, and that's why we love working on kids. It's better to start working on promoting health, promoting wellness, working on prevention until before something very intense
Right.
happens.
You had mentioned, women getting on birth control really, through the years and it leading to some of these problems. Talk about that for a minute. Because
Yeah.
that's,
So,
I mean, probably every woman is on birth control at one point in their lives.
yeah, I mean, I was a soccer athlete, and in college, I would have a period, skip 3 months, have a period, skip 6 months. And I, was all proud of myself. I could take myself to the doctor and went to the health center at the university. And the OB-GYN's like, okay, well, why are you complaining? You skip periods. Isn't that good? And like, there's pills that will make you skip periods, which is very unhealthy, by the way. And she goes, well, I can give you birth control and it'll help to normalize your periods and maybe, your skin will be really nice and all that. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. But every single medication comes with a price. Every single medication, even over-the-counter medication, has
Good.
side effects. And so I took the birth control and my breasts increased in size, which some of you guys are like, well, that's great. I'm like, no, that wasn't great as a soccer player trying to run. Like, that's not fun. I gained 20 pounds. I got super emotional. I felt out of control. And after a couple months on it, I stopped it, right? Because birth control, first of all, you don't have a period, you have a bleed. And then it's synthetic hormones. It never, ever, ever will fix the cause. Bioidentical hormones will never, ever, ever fix the cause. And so some women in the chat are asking, like, can I just come off of that? Don't ever, ever, ever just stop taking your bioidentical hormone. It's too much shock for the body. There's things that can be done to wean somebody off of that. I can't wean you off because I'm not a medical doctor, but there's things that can be done so then you don't need to have the bioidentical hormones. And unfortunately, they're giving out birth control like candy, right? Unfortunately, and they're putting young women on this horrible drug that always has side effects. I had a patient in her 30s. And we were helping her. She had horrible periods. She had fibroids. She had endometriosis, and I was helping her. She's doing well. And then all of a sudden, she stopped showing up. And so I'm actually a doctor that cares about her patients. And so if I'm working with you and you stop showing up, I'm going to be calling you. Like, I'm worried about you. Where are you? We sent emails. We sent
I
texts. We sent
love
everything. And finally, it was like 3 months later, she got back to me. I'm like, where have you been? I've been worried about you. And she goes, actually, I was hospitalized.
Oh.
Like, what do you mean you were hospitalized? And she goes, I had a stroke. She was in her 30s and she had a stroke. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? And
Wow.
then I re remembered her history and she told me she got put on birth control when she was 15. She had been on oral contraceptives. She had been on birth control for
Wow.
15, 20 years. And unfortunately, one of the side effects of birth control, there's many, is increase in blood clots. Is stroke, is infertility. And so she had a stroke in her 30s. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so worried about you. And she's like, yeah, the doctors think because I was on birth control for like 20 years that is the cause. I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's horrific. Again, where's the informed consent? They put these girls on it. A friend of mine was telling me the same thing, that when she was a young girl, she would have excruciatingly painful periods where she couldn't get out of bed, and it was so bad that they put her on birth control. She was 13 years old. So I mean, this is they're not they're, they, these doctors are lining up and just handing these things out like candy, kind of like the tetanus shot. You know, they're not paying attention to what they're actually doing. They're just saying, oh, well, this is available, let's give it to you. This is available, let's, and then they call everybody else quacks.
Yeah,
Right?
but think about it. Like me and as a natural doctor, my goal is to rebalance the body so the body does not need the body doesn't have symptoms, right? True health is there's no symptoms, but in addition to no symptoms, 100% of your parts are at 100% optimal function, right? And then you start working on what can you do for wellness and anti-aging and longevity. If I have somebody who's, in bed for 2 days rolling around with horrible cramps and migraines and they can't function, especially at 13 years old, right? How is that going to affect them in the society? Their boss is only going to tolerate that so long before they get fired because they don't show up to work. And so with a 13-year-old, we're looking for what is the number one reason why her hormones are so imbalanced that a 13-year-old has horrible cramps. Well, 13-year-olds should just have a period. They shouldn't have cramping, they shouldn't have migraines, they shouldn't have headaches, they shouldn't have bloating, they shouldn't turn into a little monster. They should just have a bleed and that is it. And so we look for what is the cause. Maybe with that 13-year-old, we have to work with a chemical, do a chemical detox. Maybe with the 13-year-old, we have to stop having them eat Doritos and Takis and Starbucks coffee. Like, why are these kids drinking these drinks with caffeine and sugar and crap? Right, so maybe we have to decrease the sugar load. We have to figure out what is causing the imbalance. And when we do, they don't have harmful periods anymore. They don't have cramps. They don't have migraines. One of my employees, she had horrible, horrible periods. Like she had cramps and she had migraines and she was like bent over in pain. And then we started working with her with quantum nutrition testing. And she's like, Dr. Palmer, I don't even know when my period's coming anymore. Before I knew because all these things hurt me. Now I just have a bleed and that's it. And I'm like, yes, that is the definition of a healthy period, is that every 28 days a cycle that you shed your uterine wall and you have a bleed and then it ends and that's it. Like that is the definition of a healthy period, not all the other stuff.
You know, I look at this like, again, what Dr. Tempany is always talking about is taking your health back into your own hands, like take back your control. This is like that. You know, even if you're not having symptoms, I want to go do the quantum test. I want to see, okay, like, tell me what's going on over here that I don't know, that I haven't seen symptoms for yet, because then you kind of have the before and after. So if you do something first, you're like, well, this is where you're at. And then, if something does happen down the road where you do have symptoms, then you can come back to that and say, this is what I was at my optimum. So now what's happening? What's changed? And I wonder, Dr. Palmer, would that be like a really good way to look at this so that people can start younger or start now? And then have a map for their own bodies,
Yeah, and we track that. So, when we start with a patient or we start with a client, we get all the paperwork. We actually do something called a symptom survey where we score that. And we take that data, and as we go through the case, we reassess it. And at the end of the case, which is 3 months when we first start off, we re-give the patient that survey and we compare them. And so a bad survey score would be like 100, 200 things wrong with the person. Scored numerically, and then we rehab the person do that. They're filling out the data. We're also tracking, is the energy improving? Are they having less migraines? Are the migraines go away? Are their cramps going away? Are their hot flashes decreasing and going away? Those are the types of things that we see. At the end of the 3 months, we give you a report and we say, okay, here is where you started. Here's a report of what we found and what your program looks like. Then we're going to work with the person weekly, usually in most cases weekly, unless they're doing really good, but usually weekly on lifestyle, food, increasing supplements, decreasing supplements, changing supplements. And at the end, we reassess everything. We actually make a report and we say, okay, Michelle, this is where you started. and this is where you are, and this is what you improved. And then someone was asking about wellness. We don't stop there. Then we can work on old concussions because people aren't handling head injuries properly. And when head injuries are not handled properly, then that leads to dementia and Alzheimer's. We can work on anti-aging and longevity. We can work on cardiovascular wellness. We can work on brain wellness. We can work on all these other things, but we can't work on those things targeted when the person has got all these other symptoms happening.
And the other thing I look at this as is, you know, so many people are so confused about supplements. They're taking everything because spaghetti at the wall, right? I have the symptom, right. Let me take this. Well, that sounds good. I think I might have that. Let me take this. And then you look at your cocktail and you're on these forever supplements. And you know, I like to eat my way to health, but I do, you know, I'll supplement where I need to supplement. But this might really help people to figure out, okay, this is what you need now for the next, let's say, I'm going to say 10 months, you know, let's go through this, figure it out. Like, and because it's now targeted, we know what the issue is exactly. And let's start working on that. And hopefully eventually they won't need, you know, the cocktail. They can, you know, hone it down to something that's just regular, something that could just continue them on and help them with their health. Because I mean, I'm gonna say it. It's true. The majority of people are not eating well. They're not drinking safe water. They're still living a lifestyle that they don't want to give up. And I'm saying that right from my own house, because my mom will be the first one to tell you that she can't give up bread, as an example. She's like, I won't do it. I'll do everything else. I won't give up bread. You know, as much as we try to help her to do that. So there, people are just not going to give up certain things. And
that's okay. You know, we're not looking for perfect. I'm not perfect, right? You know, my dad's Italian. He made an Italian loaf with imported wheat. You know, we try to get the best ingredients we can. And I absolutely had it hot out of the oven with some organic butter. I absolutely ate that, right? So some people think you have to eat perfectly, even if you try to eat perfectly, right? Even if you do have organic food, which I do recommend, organic doesn't mean no chemicals. It just means less chemicals.
Less chemicals.
Even when you're growing your own garden, unfortunately, due to toxicity in our water supply and toxicity in our air, there's still going to be chemical exposures. And so you don't have to live in a bubble. You don't have to be perfect, but we want to look at what in the body is the number one project. If you look at your body as a house, you know, so are we going to renovate the kitchen first? Are we going to handle the bedroom? What are we going to do? What is going to get the person the best healing, the best increase in their health? What supplements are they on that are great? You know, maybe they're already doing something that's super awesome. We're not going to take that away from them. We're going to say, okay, what do you have? What can we use? We're actually going to quantum test to see, you know, hey, is that thing that you're on, that supplement that you're on, should you stay on that? And then what do we need to add to it to help the body energetically repair the thyroid or handle the uterus or handle the pituitary gland or the ovaries or the pancreas or the liver or the kidneys? We actually have supplementation that is specific nutrients for the organs and glands. And so when people think nutrition, they think, okay, well, she's going to tell me don't eat bread and don't eat dairy and don't eat this and don't drink coffee. I love coffee. I drink coffee, right?
I drink coffee.
Yeah, I love coffee, right? But instead, I'm gonna look out and be like, okay, what is the A number one problem that we need to solve together? We're going to help you. We're not going to make you wrong or make you feel bad about whatever, right? Because we all have our own health journey. Then we're going to figure out what organ or gland support product that the body needs to help heal that area. Maybe there's a liver product that we use, and they're all physician grade. These are not like products from your big box store that have all these fillers and junk. These are physician grade supplementation. Right. So what herbs do we need to help that liver support itself? I had a patient with stage 3 kidney disease. And the doc was like, yeah, you're going to be on the kidney transplant list. Ooh. And she started working with me, and there's a specific product that we used. We did a whole bunch of other products. Like, we had to detox some chemicals and metals, and she had some lifestyle things that were actually damaging her kidneys. So I helped her with that. And then we got her on some very, very specific nutrition to help the kidneys not only cleanse, but also repair. And she no longer has that diagnosis. Her kidneys are fine. Yeah. And so that's what happens when you give the body what it needs to heal itself. It says, okay, thanks, I can use that. And okay, thanks, I can use that. But when the population doesn't know what to do, a lot of your listeners do great stuff. You know, they take the zeolite, or they're doing this detox, or maybe they go on Brave TV and they do a parasite protocol. And all those things are very, very helpful. But if you can figure out the first project to do with quantum nutrition testing, if you can figure out where to start, it's not like, well, maybe I'll buy that supplement, or maybe I'll do that thing, or maybe I'll do that thing. We help you figure out what is the thing to do to help improve your health. And when we help improve the health, the symptoms go away.
I love it. It's taking away the questions, taking away the guesswork. Stop, you know, with the guesswork. Just, you know, figure out exactly what it is. I've got to tell you, you mentioned coffee, and I'm still drinking my Cardio Miracle, which I you know, I notice a big difference when I'm not taking this. You too?
No, I got coffee. My mom bear cup.
I think my whole team drinks this stuff. It's amazing. I'll send
Cardio
you.
Cardio Miracle is amazing.
Oh, I love it. But I notice a difference. I involuntarily sometimes don't take it, involuntarily, because with all the moves and stuff, traveling, and I haven't taken it for a few days. And now today I was like, Mom, I need my Cardio Miracle before I eat, before I drink, before I do anything, because it's just changed my life. It's just it's great. My energy's changed, and no, I'm not an affiliate of this I'm not a
yeah. I mean, it helps with spike proteens. It helps with nitric oxide. It helps with cardiovascular health. Yeah,
it's really amazing. Dr. Tenpenny does have a code. If you guys want 15% off, go to cardiomiracle.com. Use DRT to get 15% off. But I use it. It's really great. And this is, you and I do a lot of TMI, so I'll say this to you. I guess all the other millions of people who are going to watch this show today, it completely makes me regular. So if anything, like this, that for me is a game changer. Anyway, going back to the coffee thing for a second there, in May, I tried a new coffee. It's from, I'm going to send you a bag. You're going to love it. It's my new addiction. It's not addictive. This is my new addiction, because I love it so much. I love drinking coffee, but I can't do like the caffeine all the time. I can have one caffeine, like hard caffeine a day, and then that's it. But I want to drink the coffee all day. I work 12 hours a day. I want my coffee. It's more of a comfort thing for me. So a friend of mine turned me on to this coffee, and you're going to love it. It's from AdaptoBliss. It's AdaptoBliss.com. Diane, you're going to correct me if I'm wrong, or Cookie, correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, no, it's AdaptoBliss.com. That's what it is. And it's their Java, fungi Java coffee. So it still has coffee in it. It's Arabica coffee. Okay. But it has lion's mane and chaga mushrooms in it.
So, nice.
Oh yeah. It's really good. And I noticed that since you like coffee, I'll send you a bag, but you can literally drink. I had five of them, and I tried them different ways. I put them through my fancy espresso machine. I did it that way. And then I did it like the old Italian, you know, I call them the Italian coffee makers that go on your
French press.
No, not the French press. The other, the espresso ones.
Okay.
So I did it that way.
Nice.
It's great that way. And then I tried it the Turkish way too. So anyway, cool. I'll send you a bag. You're going to love it.
Sure. I love it. I will not turn away coffee. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it's great. And I love the fact that they have the chaga in there and the fungi, which, you know, have the lion's mane.
The mushrooms are super healing. They're adaptogens. They help to balance out some of the caffeine, but caffeine is a stimulant, you know, caffeine. So, you know, Olympic Games are about to happen in Paris. And so it feels like my old life was very much into sports medicine and sports chiropractic, and I was a team doctor on sidelines. But there is caffeine, because it is a stimulant. The Olympic athletes can have a cup, and if they have too much caffeine in their body, they're disqualified, because it does increase concentration. It does give energy. It is a stimulant. It does increase performance. And so they can't overconsume caffeine, because they will become disqualified. So caffeine does have healing properties, but unfortunately, a lot of our society abuses it. You know, they have the caffeine in the coffee, they have the caffeine in the bubble water, they have the caffeine in the energy drinks, you know, they have caffeine in like juices now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know. And I mean, my being Portuguese, it's funny, because when I'm in Portugal, I can have as many espressos as you want to give me, and I don't react the same way, you know. I do my organic coffees, and I try to make them as clean as possible, you know, but still there's a difference. It's kind of like the wheat that you were talking about, that your father imported the wheat. There's a, in Florida, I'll have to tell you where this is. In Florida, there is a pizza parlor that their wheat is imported from Italy. No GMO. It's, you know, it's the old fashioned way of harvesting it.
You definitely need to tell me where that is.
I'll tell you where that is. And my friend who's gluten intolerant, she's so gluten intolerant that she'll actually bleed if she has any gluten. And she says, I can have pizza. I finally, after 20 years, can have pizza because of that pizza parlor in Florida.
Wow.
So I'll let you know. I
Yeah,
think
the glyphosate that's on GMO wheat is really, really damaging to the body. It very, very much becomes toxic.
So yeah,
Wow.
we gotta just find our we gotta find where we can do the thing, eat the things that we love. But someone had mentioned something in the chat about mushroom coffee. I'm gonna read this to you really quick. This is right from Adaptablist site. It says Lion's Mane is renowned for supporting brain health, cognitive function, and nervous system health. Studies suggest it may enhance memory, focus, and mental clarity. So I guess the Olympians can't take this.
They probably can, but at a certain level, they get cut off.
Making it a perfect addition to your morning routine. Then chaga, on the other hand, is celebrated for its powerful immune boosting and antioxidant properties. It helps combat inflammation, supports healthy aging, and promotes overall wellness. And I believe that we do have a discount for anybody who wants it. I think it's 10%. I believe it's 10%. I'm going to check my chat here with the girls.
Yep, it's in the chat.
It's in the chat. Okay, good. It's 10% and it's code DRT. So try it. And it tastes like coffee. I've tried other
Nice.
coffees. They don't taste like coffee.
Yeah, a lot of coffee also has, mold in it. So some people are getting mold. If they drink coffee, then their eyes get itchy or they get really congested. That could be a sign that there's mold toxicity in the coffee. And so we only get organic. We only have coffee from certain places. When we travel, we're coffee snobs. We bring our own coffee, our own grinder, our own French press. Otherwise, I don't even want to drink it because of the mold content.
I know it's look at the world we live in, right? It's
What a
crazy.
crazy world.
Lisa, do you have 5 more minutes to take a couple questions?
Yeah,
Okay,
absolutely.
I know we're at the top of the hour, but I just realized how I looked at the time and it was 9:45, then I looked at the time and it's 7:07. I'm like 10:07. Like, how did that just happen? It's so interesting talking to you. Cookie, do
You.
we have any questions that we can talk about that we want to bring up to Dr. Palmer?
Yeah, give me one second. There was a question in, excuse me, there was a question in Rumble. I don't know if this was answered or not. From Always Dreaming on Rumble, how do I balance my hormones, which have gone crazy since the hysterectomy? I know we addressed hysterectomy, but I don't know if there was any mention of balancing the hormones after. They also say they have a strong family history of cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. So balancing hormones. So when someone has a total hysterectomy, ovaries are gone, uterus is gone. Ovaries are part of the endocrine system. And so the good news is you still have the other parts of your endocrine system. You have your adrenal glands, you have your thyroid gland, you have your pituitary gland, and so on. And so those other glands have to work harder to compensate for what the ovaries used to do because now they don't exist anymore. And so with quantum nutrition testing, what we're going to do is figure out, is there toxicity causing the reason why you had the hysterectomy. So usually someone has a hysterectomy if their periods are very, very heavy. So just knowing a client had a hysterectomy tells me they had some kind of imbalance. So we look for with quantum nutrition testing, what is the imbalance? But then we look to, okay, we need to support that pituitary in the brain, that gland in the brain even more. We might have to support the adrenal glands more. We might have to support the thyroid gland more. We might have to support the other areas of the endocrine system with specific glandular, not medication, but specific nutrients to help support that because they don't have the hysterectomy. Excuse me, they don't have the ovaries because of the hysterectomy. And so we need to figure out, one, is there toxicity? Probably detox the toxicity. And then two, support the other endocrine system glands because the ovaries are not there to help anymore.
Okay, I hope that I have two more. One I actually asked myself, but there's a elaboration. How does one increase that progesterone naturally? Are creams better to use while yam creams? Are there foods or herbs that they can incorporate to kind of help start balancing out? And the second question, I'll just throw it out there so that you don't have to hear my voice, is do you look at blood work?
Okay, so the blood work question, absolutely, we look at blood work, but a lot of our clients, a lot of our patients, their blood work numbers are normal, but they don't feel good. And I was one of those cases. My blood work was normal, this was normal, my heart rate was great, my blood pressure was great, but yet I was gaining a whole bunch of weight and I was getting very inflamed and puffy. My hair was falling out, I had the missed periods. And it turns out for me, it was a metal toxicity. But my blood work wouldn't have given any of those practitioners any data because it was all in normal range. Unfortunately, normal range is based on a sick population. So yes, absolutely, we read blood work. We also can order special blood work, like looking at heavy metal toxicity or parasite work or mold testing. Unfortunately, some of those tests will find the problem, some of the tests will not. Quantum nutrition testing, because we're using frequencies and we're using the person's information, or if you come into the office, we're actually pushing on your arm to find the data. We get data that sometimes blood work misses. So then how do you balance progesterone out naturally? Well, who told you your progesterone was low? And if progesterone is considered low, then why is it low? And so you could give the person progesterone, you could take wild DM, which is fine, but why did that happen in the first place, right? So what was the cause? Was it because there's mold in the system from moldy coffee? And we need to detox the mold out and then your progesterone levels would be fine? Is it because you love to put bleach in the bathroom and you have too much toxicity in your system? And so now we have to detox out the chlorine or the other toxicities that exist in our environment, and that will balance out your hormones? Is it because the person just eats junk all day, you know, just eats Fritos and Cheetos and Doritos and junk and chocolate and whatever? And sometimes, by the way, that happens because the person has parasites, and parasites make you have cravings for carbohydrates, like the chips and the pretzels and the cookies, but also sweets and alcohol. And so do we need to handle the parasites, and then the hormones will balance out? So we look for the cause. We don't look for, hey, this is low. Why? That's more functional medicine. We look at, okay, this says it's low, but what is the cause to why it's low? And when you fix the cause, you don't have to supplement with wild yam cream. You don't have to supplement or use bioidentical hormones to balance out, because those will never balance. They always, it's kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul. There's always a consequence to using medications.
Thank you. You know what we're going to do, because I realized we were already at 10, we can stay on for another hour, Dr. Palmer. But if anybody has any more questions, why don't you send them over to support@drtenpenny.com. And that way, if we weren't able to answer your questions here, then we can forward those questions to Dr. Palmer. And of course, go and visit her at her site. Can you repeat where our audience can find you?
Yeah. So if you're looking to be a client or a patient, so if you're local, you would be a patient in Florida. You can come to their office, say hi to us. That's palmernaturalhealth.com. If you're looking to do telehealth with us as a client internationally or outside of Florida, again, that's palmernaturalhealth.com. Or you can call the office and say, hey, I saw Dr. Palmer on Dr. Tenpenny's show, and I'd like to be a new nutrition patient. I think our new patient special right now, which includes the going over the paperwork, the consult, the report, and the quantum testing, is something ridiculously like $179.
Oh, wow.
So $179 US. And and so one of my associates can start working with you guys, figuring out the cause, putting together a personalized program and going from there. And then if you're a practitioner or you want to learn how to do quantum nutrition testing, then that's when you would go to qntacademy.com and we can teach you how to do quantum nutrition testing.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I want to just, from the bottom of my heart, it's always such a pleasure having you. And this is the first time we've actually had you on this show, but speaking with you and all the information you've been sharing with me over the past year that we've had a chance to get to know each other. And we love your husband too, Jason. You know, we always love to invite him back on here. Maybe we'll have you guys come back on as a duo next time.
That would be fun. That would get out of control.
That would be fun. So we might just have to do that this summer then.
That would be fun. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you again so much. And thank you all for being with us today. Please stick around. We're going to share a couple of our proactive solutions to combat the poisons and attacks on our sovereignty and our health that we face today. So like Dr. Palmer was talking about, take your future and your health back into your own hands. And I'm going to end this show with Dr. Tenpenny's favorite verse, Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. Until next time, protect yourselves and your families despite the forces that try to stand in your way. God bless. Have a great week, everyone.
Zeolite is a detox spray We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.